Live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 5th in the year of our Lord, 2021. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic Saturday. We are live in Rapid City, South Dakota at redpillexpo.org. Spread the word, tell the tale. If you can come over, we'd love to see you today and tomorrow. Incredible speakers all day long. Patriots everywhere. No masks in sight. You got to dig it. And also, if you cannot make it, we'd love to have you still join us. You can do so via their live streaming options. In the comfort of your own home, you can watch the Red Pill Expo proceedings as well. RedPillExpo.org. $45 is the starting option. You can watch it live and have 30 days to break it down, share it with your friends and your loved ones as well. RedPillExpo.com is the website for that. Man, we had on a doctor from Mexico telling you that he's beating the COVID big time with CDS treatments. We had Marcus beat cancer. He's a cancer, not only a survivor, but this guy is a cancer, what does he call himself? A terminal cancer conqueror is what he is. And so he's got a lot of info for you. Now we move to another interesting gentleman. His name is Christopher Key. And Christopher Key is policing the vaccine companies. KeysToLife.info, that's the number two. KeysToLife.info. Welcome to the Liberty Roundtable live broadcast from Red Pill. Christopher.
Oh, you ready for me? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Great to be here. Thank you so very much.
Tell me a little bit about you as a person, how you got into deciding you're going to be the cops for the vaxxers.
Well, I used to own the most controversial supplement company in the world. I was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I was on 60 Minutes. Every major network in the country, and I help people without drugs, without chemicals, without surgery. And 7 years ago, the U.S. government came in and fined me hundreds of millions of dollars, seized all my assets, and I have a 10-year non-compete that I cannot do anything involved with my field, involved with health, wellness, and pain management. So a year ago when this COVID thing broke, I felt like God was calling me to get back in the playing field, and since I can't do anything in my field, to at least utilize my First Amendment right of free speech. And
Amen to that, sir.
Thank you so very much, because that's something they can't take away yet. They can try, but they cannot. So I began to speak out about what was going on with COVID, and I began to help work with parents and stand up against the tyranny of what was going on, because I knew the Constitution, and I know that we have a medical exemption and or a religious exemption that keeps us from wearing these masks, and more importantly, that keeps us from being vaccinated. So many years ago, I realized that fear and intimidation is what they're utilizing to get everything in place and whatnot, and I know a lot about science and know if we can, with every action, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction. So why don't we utilize this against them and show them how powerful the pen is, okay? So I got with an attorney, a federal attorney. His name is Lewis Ewing. This man is beyond brilliant, but he's not, he is part of the systems, but he's not. So he can speak out and he can do real documents, and he's put together very real documents that have helped me, number one, take down the mask mandate in Jefferson County. If you watch my videos on KeysToLife.info, you'll see where I went into Jefferson County Board of Education.
They're now, where's Jefferson County?
In Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So I went into their meeting because of a concerned parent wanted me to come because they had seen what my documents had done at the farmer's market, what my documents had done at Whole Foods, and they wanted me to come in and help them expose the truth about these mask mandates. So I got Lewis Ewing to put together these documents that basically told the superintendent, the president of Jefferson County Board of Education, and all their board members that what they were doing was they were committing fraud. When they tell people that they have to wear a mask and they don't in return tell them that they can have a religious exemption and or a medical exemption, that is fraud. And not only is that fraud...
And or a philosophical exemption, right?
Sir?
as well as a philosophical.
Well, in Alabama, we don't have a philosophical exemption with our Constitution. Right. Okay,
they get the philosophy down.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's the truth. They don't. But anyway, yeah, that's another point.
Go ahead.
So, and not only talking about masks, but when you go about the vaccines, we also have a religious exemption for a vaccine and a medical exemption for. We have a religious exemption for a vaccine and a medical exemption for a vaccine. And when these people don't tell the people of Jefferson County, then they are committing fraud. And we can hold them criminally liable. So Lewis Ewing put together this paperwork that I sent certified and registered to the Board of Education, telling them that if they continue to do these things, that we would file criminal charges against them for fraud. And not only that, the people could file civil lawsuits against them, because if one of these children take the vaccine, not knowing they can have a medical exemption or religious exemption, then they can hold them civilly liable. And not the Jefferson County Board of Education.
We're talking about personally.
I'm talking about personally. I'm going after these guys personally, okay? I'm going to hit them individually where it hurts. And when we sent them this information, they got at the Board of Education. I was supposed to get to speak, and if you watch the video that Stu Peters put out, you'll see where they basically treated me like a dog, that they would not let me speak. They did not want to hear what was going on. They said that people of Jefferson County had to wear a mask and that there was nothing anybody could do about it. So my stance was, look, you guys don't care about the Constitution. You don't care about the Civil Rights Act of 1964. You don't care about our medical exemptions. And they basically stopped the meeting in mid-meeting. They called the police, and then they all escorted me out and made me leave the building, treated me like a dog, like I had a muzzle. You know, they all surrounded me and made it look like, you know, try to intimidate me. But you're not going to intimidate me, because I got God on my side.
And on your way out, did you say Elvis was leaving the building?
I'm not Elvis, but the vaccine police was leaving the building. And we left the building. I get outside. There's a cop out there. And then another cop shows up. And again, you don't scare me, because there ain't nothing you can do to me, because I'm doing everything that's abiding by the Constitution. And you officers took an oath of office, and you guys should be supporting the Constitution. So that ended up going viral with Stu Peters when he reported on this. He was the only person in the country that would report on this. And the reason why he reported on it was because 4 weeks later, after reading the paperwork, after getting their attorneys to look over everything, they called another meeting, and they sent out letters to all the parents, and they said, look, for the next school year in Jefferson County, the students of Jefferson County will not have to wear masks. We encourage them to wear masks, but they don't have to wear masks. And more importantly, they went on, and this is why I did what I did, because I knew that next school year they were going to utilize the mask, that if anybody hadn't gotten vaccinated, or if they did get vaccinated, they could take the mask off. Okay, that's what they were going to do. If you got the vaccine, you could take the mask off. But in the paperwork that Lewis Ewing put together, it specifically told them that if they didn't tell the people of Jefferson County that they had a medical exemption and or a religious exemption, they were committing fraud. So they announced that our students in Jefferson County of Alabama, they will not have to be vaccinated. They encourage them to be vaccinated, but they do not have to be vaccinated. And this, Stu Peters helped this story go national because of this paperwork that Lewis Ewing put together, the power of the pen, you know, they stood down. And why I was on Alex Jones' show yesterday and Stu Peters' show yesterday, because this thing went so viral and everybody's talking about it. As of 2 days ago, my boss fired me. So now, because of me standing up as a patriot, for me helping the children of Jefferson County and willing to, I don't even have a child in Jefferson County. I did this because of my love for the children. And somebody has to stand up for our children. And I'm so passionate about this because people don't know this. God woke me up 24 years ago, and that was the day July 30 when my twins were born. And they were born with a rare disease called phenylketonuria. Well, my children will never eat protein the rest of their life. No milk, no chicken, no cheese, no fish, no birthday cake, no ice cream. Nothing that has protein will my twins ever eat. And I was told by Sparks Clinic at UAB that I had to monitor anything and everything that went to their body, okay? The first thing that they have to do when they're born is what?
Eat, sleep.
Vaccinate before.
Oh, yeah.
Before,
yeah. I don't do that for my kids, so I don't think of that. But I get your point.
Well, before after they're born, within 24 hours, they
not
want
my kids, buddy.
Yeah, well, not my kids either. And I was all for vaccines because, you know, that's what I was taught. But because of their rare disease, God made me and forced me to look at vaccines, okay, and look at it backwards, forwards, and sideways. So I go in to get my children their vaccines, and I tell the medical doctor, you know, look, my children have this PKU. It's a very rare disease, and I've been told I have to look at anything and everything that goes in their body, okay? So the first thing they want to do is vaccinate. And he said, well, you know, Mr. Key, that's very interesting. You want the information on vaccines because there's this new schedule that your children are going to have to take 73 vaccines before they're 18 years of age. And I'm like, wow, doc. I mean, I took like six, you know, 73. And I said, doc, you know, I'm all about research. And, you know, I need to see the paperwork. I need to see some kind of study that shows this new schedule safe. Okay. I need to see that study. He said, Christopher, there's plenty of studies. They're all over the place. I said, well, look, doc, you get them for me and we'll look at it and we'll go from there. So we come in a week later, and they're about to give my children the shots, the nurse is, and I'm like, you know, wait a minute, Doc hadn't given me this paperwork. You know, he and I need to freaking talk because, you know, you're not going to put anything in my children until I know that it's safe and effective. So she brings Doc in, and Doc comes in and says, Christopher, I don't know what to tell you. I can't find one single study to show this new schedule safe.
Yeah, those studies are so all over the place that I can't find one for you.
I can't find one single study. I was like, do what, Doc? You can't. He said, but Christopher, don't worry about it, man. It's okay. I mean, you know, everybody's doing it. You know, the FDA. Go ahead.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Christopher Key with us. You're from Alabama, right?
From Alabama, baby. Alabama.
Where do you live?
I live in Birmingham. I live in Fultondale. Fultondale, Alabama.
All right. I know a lot about Alabama. My birth family's from Alabama.
Oh, wow.
And anyway, long story. Quick pause. Christopher Key with us, ladies and gentlemen. KeysToLife.info on your radio.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Back to July, ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Key with me. He's from Birmingham, Alabama.
Fultondale. Come on, Fultondale, Alabama.
All right, policing the vaccine companies, his goal, his claim to fame. Hey, what big company did they take down from you, your nutrition company?
It was called... I can't say the whole thing, so you're going to have to help me out here. We're going to play a little game. But if anybody wants to Google
there's a reason he can't say things, folks. The government won't let him have his free speech.
Yeah.
I'll make that clear, right?
I'll be a violation of my court order, and they'll put me in prison. So I don't want to go to prison, okay? But I need your help. So we're going to play a little word game here.
Yes, sir.
So get your listeners to go out there and just Google Christopher Key. That's Christopher Key, K-E-Y.
Yeah.
And then Google the letters S, as in Sam, W-A-T, The last letter, I can't say it, but it starts with Sam. So can you help me out here?
Yeah, S.
Oh, there we go. That's a winner, baby.
Swats, S-W-A-T-S.
There you go. So if any of your listeners want to Google and see what I've done and what I was doing and how we were doing it, you can do that and figure all this out.
Now, who did you get fired from just recently then? Can you say that?
Yeah, I can say that. I mean,
and I don't really care. The company more is what you were doing, right?
Well, and this is very interesting, and this is what's so sad is because of my court order, I can't practice in my field. My degree is in exercise physiology and kinesiology, and with my court order, I can't do anything involved with health, wellness, and pain management. But I had to support my kids. Because I made a lot of money, I had very high child support payments and whatnot. So the only thing I could do to make money was as a mover. So Christopher Key became a mover where I picked things up and I put them down and paid a very small amount of money, but it was enough money to take care of my child support and more importantly, it was enough money to put my children through college. And that's been 7 years, and I got 3 years left before I can go back to what I was doing, and that was helping people without drugs, without chemicals, without surgery. And we will get back to doing that, but right now I'm expressing my First Amendment right, free speech, and I'm going to go around now since I got fired from this job from a moving company called Valet Moving, you know, in Birmingham, Alabama. You know, if you guys, you know, want to call my boss, Brad Gannon, and tell him that you think what he did was wrong, I would appreciate you calling him at 202-9595.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so Christopher Key, just so you guys all understand, he was into sports stuff a lot, helped out a lot of athletes with natural health and healing solutions, SWATS. If you want to learn more, check it out. Have a good time. You'll find a treasure trove of info. I just searched it on Google, and holy crap, a lot of stuff. Anyway, I digress. So, Christopher, now you're the vaccine cops, though. Really, your whole purpose is education, right?
My whole purpose is education because we got to beat this evil empire with the power of the pen. And what I showed a couple weeks ago is how powerful the pen is. And this is something that's so easy for anybody and everybody out there to do. You know, if you look up Lewis Ewing, the former federal attorney, he's the guy that helped me out. He's the one that put together all this paperwork. And this paperwork is working because they can't violate the Constitution. And he knows how to write everything that's bulletproof that will make these guys stand down. And I've got proof because this happened in Jefferson County Board of Education. They stood down, and the children of Jefferson County will not have to wear masks if they choose not to next year. They will not, most importantly, have to be vaccinated. And we got to do this over the rest of the United States of America because we've got to keep these children from being vaccinated, okay? We have to do that because people don't know much about the mRNA vaccine. They probably do on your radio show, but with the medical doctors I'm involved with and the medical doctors I know, they're telling me 1 to 5 years that if somebody takes this vaccine, they will not live past 1 to 5 years. But I know with science, for every action, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction. And I know that with what we know with science right now, we can't reverse the effects of the vaccine. But I know with science that we will find a way. And I will be doing that with my medical doctor friends. We'll come up with a way that these idiots that, and I'm not supposed to say idiots because these people that have been foolish enough to be seized enough to take this vaccine, you know, we're going to help those people anyway. And
well, they seek the praise of the world and they seek money, right? And that's really the bottom line.
It's all about money and power. It's all money and power.
Prestige, fame, fortune. Yeah.
Well, Christopher, right. Go ahead.
So, Christopher, let's ask this question then. So you worked with a lot of football teams and a lot of different people in your normal career. You're not able to do your normal career. What are you doing now? In other words, sure, maybe your boss can hire you back. I don't know about that. But going forward, you got to find something to do for a living. What do you want to focus on?
I'm going to do whatever God shows me. I have no idea. I lost my job two days ago. But I feel like I'm being called to go around the country and show all the other people out there, all the other patriots out there, how easy this is. And if anybody wants me to come to their board of education meeting, if they want me to come to their school, if they want me to come to their university, because I've got the University of Auburn where my daughter was about to graduate, I got them to stand down. Nobody's talking about that. My daughter's about to graduate, and we were sent letters saying that they had to, that I had to wear a vaccine. I mean, I had to wear a vaccine. My goodness, I ain't gonna wear a vaccine, but I had to wear a mask to walk into an open stadium, 100,000 person stadium in open air, and I was going to have to wear a mask. So
even though we've proven the science is bogus on that, the CDC had to eat crow,
and the mask mandate had been lifted at this time in Auburn. I mean, in Alabama, the governor had lifted the mandate.
Yeah, you're pretty much starting to say roll tide roll, aren't you?
Well, my degree is from Alabama, and that is where my loyalty is. But my daughter, unfortunately, she went to Auburn, and
I understand. You know, I just had to throw that in for fun. Come on.
Well, it's amazing what the Lord's done with in my life, and because of my daughter, I was able to help Auburn win a national championship. And you can read all about that, and that was all about God, because my daughter got so mad because I helped Alabama win a national championship. She told me that I had to go help Auburn. I said, baby, that's something I cannot do. I will not do. And I was like, oh my goodness. I said, but baby, I said, let me tell you this. If God opens up the door, I do not want to do it, but I will do it because of you. If God opens up,
though, man, we're for no vaccines for both sides. Right.
For both sides. But let me tell you this real quick story, though, real quick about Auburn University. So I'm in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and I'm talking about what's been happening with me and whatnot. And after I'm finished the conversation, this guy comes up to me, and he says, is all that stuff real? You know, you're part of four national championships. You helped Hawaii go from 0 to 0-1 to 11-0, the single largest turnaround ever in NCAA history. I'm like, look, I know it's crazy. It makes no good sense, but yes, it is. And he said, well, we got to take this to Auburn, okay? And I'm like, oh, gosh, are you serious, God? I cannot go to Auburn. No, I can't go to Auburn. I'm not going to. I said, but, oh, gosh, I made a promise to my daughter. I said, look, if you can open up the doors, I'll go. I don't want to go, but I will. And he said, well, my name's Chester McKinney. The new weight room, $1 million they just built, is named after me. You know, like, oh, gosh, God, please stop. I mean, do I have to go to Auburn? I'm an Alabama fan. I can't go to Auburn. I'm not going to Auburn. I'm not going to do it. But I'm like, God, I got. I said, okay, God, I said I'd do it. So, this guy, Chester McKinney, put together a meeting with the medical director at Auburn University. His name is Fred Cam. They put together. He put together a meeting with Dr. Goodlett. He's the team doctor, and they put together a meeting with Dr. Pasco, the head of kinesiology. And I went in and went over all my technology and whatnot, and God. Auburn won the national championship, and it had nothing to do with Christopher.
Yeah, come on.
It had nothing to do with Christopher, but they did
so
win.
So do you know who Alan Phillips is?
Yes, I know Alan Phillips.
All right. The reason I bring it up is I've had him on the radio with me quite a bit and stuff like that, and they really attacked him at the bar to try to take him down and shut up his vaccine work as well, defending people across the country and more. So, you know, people are being taken down over this very thing, and we've got to stand together, man, or we hang separately.
Well, I'm not hanging separately. I need your Patriots to look at what's going on with the power of the pen. Look at the attorney, Lewis Ewing. You know, this guy has been discredited on the internet. Everybody says he's a quack, that, you know, he's not an attorney. But yeah. Lewis Ewing's the man that put together the paperwork that made the Jefferson County Board of Education stand down. They stood down. We beat them. And for the sake of our children, God knows how many children we saved by having this happen, because you know as well as I do, this vaccine is not good in any form of the fashion.
And it's not even really a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. Anyway, it's an experimental gene therapy, so it's even a lie to say it's a vaccine. I digress, but it doesn't prevent disease. It doesn't cure disease. It doesn't do any of the things they claim that it does. So, Christopher, final kind of a thought before we let you fly. You know, this is a battle policing the vaccine companies. It's a huge battle indeed. But I appreciate your work on it. I think more and more of us need to. Everybody's a quack and a racist who tells the truth. We know they're not quacks. We know they're not racist, but that's their narrative. They're wearing it out, though, to where most Americans are starting to look past that and wake up and say, hey, the more they claim that, the more we know there's some truth there. Let's dig in and learn. That's really the key here that Red Pill Expo has to offer as well. KeysToLife.info if you want to check out Christopher's current work. And by the way, if you have a job for him, he'd love it, right?
I would, but let me say one last thing, okay? And I got to finish with this. My name is Christopher Key, okay? I'm a lover of Christ, and Christ is even in my name. It's Christopher, which is Christ, and my last name is Key. The keys that God's given me, the doors that I've opened up, or Lucifer, Satan, does not want these doors open. But I'm a stubborn man, and I will not fear any man, and I will stand up for God's truth. And you patriots out there, you have to help me stand up for God's truth, because God says, test and prove all things, okay? Test and prove all things. Not some things, but all things. And if you do that, you'll find the truth, and the truth will make us free, guys. Make us free, guys. Let's make America free again, baby.
My dad's grave is in Birmingham, buddy.
You got to be kidding
me. My birth dad's grave is in Birmingham. Yeah, I went there just last year to go see it with my cousin.
Well, this year you're going to come back. Me and you are going to go hang out in Birmingham. We're going to hang out in Fulton, Alabama. Can we do that, man?
Absolutely. We'll go to lunch.
You dang right. I love it, brother.
Christopher Key, thank you so much. Keys That's with an S. KeysToLife.info. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
California's assault weapons ban overturned. The ban in effect since 1989, but a federal judge yesterday rules it violates the Second Amendment. California's attorney general plans to appeal. Facebook banning former President Trump until after the midterm elections. Here's Tim Berg.
Facebook says it's suspending Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years, formalizing a long-term penalty for the former U.S. president after its independent oversight board said the company was wrong to keep the ban open-ended. Facebook saying they would revisit the suspension 2 years from the date of its initial move to suspend him on January 7th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
G7 countries agree to a historic new tax deal. Finance ministers in London agree to tax companies where they conduct their business. They also agree to a minimum corporate tax rate of 15%. A UK official says this will reform the global tax system to make it fit for the digital age. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, you can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Mixed reactions to the latest jobs report. The Labor Department announcing yesterday the U.S. added about 560,000 jobs in May. President Biden calls the report great news, and he says it's due in part to the American Rescue Plan.
The plan provided those resources to get shots in people's arms, underwrite the vaccination effort, enough vaccine supply for every single American, more vaccinators, people to put shots in the arms, and more vaccination sites.
Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, though, points out economists expected more jobs to be added, and he says long-term unemployment is higher now than when the pandemic started. A microbiologist now reconsidering his thoughts on the origins of COVID. New York City Dr. Peter Pelesi was one of over two dozen doctors who signed a letter last year downplaying the theory that the virus escaped from a lab. Recently, though, he tells London's The Daily Mail a lot of disturbing information has surfaced since that letter, and he believes a thorough investigation is needed. A police officer in Massachusetts dies yesterday while trying to rescue a 14-year-old boy from a pond in Worcester. The boy also dies. This is USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We go from health to anarchy. Not exactly. Welcome to the broadcast. Howard Lichten with me, ladies and gentlemen. We can't have a red pill without Howard, can we?
Yes, and so it's good to be here with you and your audience. And I like to call it voluntarism because the term anarchy has been dragged through the mud on purpose. And even though anarchy just means no rulers, it doesn't mean no rules. The rulers don't want you to know that there's an option on the menu called no rulers, so they've used their media propaganda system and even control the dictionary to change the meaning of the word no rulers to mean chaos and dystopia and dogs and cats sleeping together in the street.
But it's not really that way. You're not for violating fundamental morals, fundamental rules of law. According to God's law, you're just simply saying, hey, we don't need someone to lord over us for our answers. Is that a fair assessment?
Right. Well, not only that, but I mean, my book is, which I write under the nom de plume of Etienne de la Boetie Squared, is entitled Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed.
And now, I'll take that. I can't understand the moniker there, Government,
the Biggest Scam in History exposed.
Go ahead, sir.
And so the biggest scam is that government is legitimate at all. And so the thesis of my book is that government was never intended to protect life, liberty, and property. Government was always intended to rob and control and enslave the population. And they get away with it because they're in partnership with the media. And so the subtitle of the book is How Intergenerational Organized Crime Runs the Government and the Media. And they do it using gubernare mente. The root word of government is gubernare, to govern or control, mente, the mind, mind control. And the mind control begins with, you know, providing, controlling the information that people receive, either through the mandatory government school or control of the media, that to teach the population that it's legitimate that they get to be ruled because a couple of dozen slave owners on a continent of 3 million people, you know, got together in a room and wrote down on a piece of paper that they alone get to make up rules for everybody and steal the wealth of others. And even though that's, you know, obviously immoral because you don't have the consent of the governed, no matter what, you know, they tell you in the mandatory government school, you know, most people never really consider it because it's slipped to them as a religion while they're young. And so we're going to use this mandatory government school to teach you that it's legitimate because a couple of people wrote down on a piece of paper that they get to rule everybody on the continent, that, you know, that it's legit.
So the idea, ladies and gentlemen, isn't a meltdown of society. It isn't mob rule. It isn't a crazy notion that everybody just runs around and just abuses everyone. The idea is that we don't need rulers. We don't need people to lord over us. We realize that we're all, you know, with the same God-given inalienable rights. And those rights that we have are not up for sale. And as a result of that reality check, just because you might want yours up for sale, that doesn't mean mine up for sale. So this idea that we're all opted in is the bogus lie. And the idea is that, you know what, we could use private entities and solutions and individualistic options to take care of all the things that government supposedly does for us. They can be done in other, more free association-style ways. Is that the idea?
Bam, you nailed it, Sam. Oh, my God. You're, oh, I think, man, you're a voluntarist at heart. Oh, you wow. are a voluntarist at heart. And so so voluntarism is the idea that all associations between people should be voluntary. Nobody gets the ring of power. Nobody gets to use violence or force on anybody else. And really the big secret, you know, that also I break down in the book is that everything the government does would be better done by the free market, by mutual aid societies, by real charity. And that, that we just don't need government. There'd still be police. But it would be private police, and you would have ADT and Westech and Brinks competing for your dollar. But when your armed protective service guy shows up, he only has the same rights that you do. He can't arrest you for gambling. He can't arrest you because you're smoking a plant. He can't do, you know, he can't do anything that you can't do, because that is what's fair and moral and just. Versus, you know, the government today claims that they have rights that everybody doesn't, which is obviously illegitimate if you really, really think about it. Because if I don't have the ability to rob you or make up rules for you myself, then I can't delegate a right that I do not have myself to a representative or to a government to represent me doing something I don't have the ability to do myself. You can't be bound by a social contract that you didn't sign. And if my fiance and I can't vote to rob Sam because there's two of us and one of him, then it doesn't matter if there's three of us or 10 of us or 250 million of us. No additional magic person is going to make something that's inherently immoral moral just because some people decide to vote for it in a political ritual.
All right. Now, one of the things, interestingly, I've seen your red pills. Is Ed Griffin going to have you speak?
I don't know. I've had the best. I've had the best selling book at every single Liberty event. Either the best selling book, or we've sold out.
That's
completely.
People know it's a scam. They just want to get the confirmation.
Also, the book is designed for visual learners, and so it's really designed to take your relatives from 0 to 60 in the shortest amount of time possible.
Yeah. It doesn't work great for blind people like me, but I already get it, so I'm okay.
Yeah. And for those that are visual learners, it can take them, because they can see it with their own eyes. And I've got visualizations that, you know, that show how six, you know, if you tell your friends and family that there's six companies running hundreds of subsidiaries to give everybody the illusion of choice, they may or may not believe you. But if you show them a media ownership chart, all of a sudden they're like, bam, oh, I did not realize this was going on, and you've made something that was invisible to them now
yeah,
visible.
Yeah, there's Sam Bushman, and then there's a couple of other players. That's all there is, yeah.
Yeah.
Except I'm not controlled by any of those people, so I can say and do what I want. You know, interestingly enough, you know, as I've mentioned before on the radio with you before, some people say, what's the difference between a libertarian and anarchist? And the joke is a few election cycles.
Yep.
But really, the anarchist idea, as you've wisely mentioned, has become so a derisionary term kind of a thing, to where it's just looked at with derision, like, oh boy, another one of those crazy. Really, anarchists in the true word is what you're saying, which is, you know, free association or a voluntarist, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, though, anarchy and communism is almost like a companion term.
So like
I bring that up on purpose because first they say, well, you're an anarchist, and then, well, you're really a communist, right?
Well, I'm glad that you did because, like I said, the rulers don't want the population to know that there's an option on the menu called no rulers. And so they've literally used, and I break it down in the book, Control of the Dictionary, where I compare the 1827 definition of anarchy from the Webster's Dictionary with the modern definition from the Merriam-Webster's Dictionary so that you can see...
So you're talking about the 1828 Webster's edition?
Correct.
All right, I'm very familiar with it. My kids use it in school.
Yeah.
We do home and private school, and we don't use other dictionaries. But anyway...
Yeah, so I use that dictionary, and I show you how they have changed the definition over time, and then I break down who owns the dictionaries. So Merriam-Webster is owned by Encyclopedia Britannica, which is owned by the Safra banking family, and Gelb, the former head of the Council on Foreign Relations, sits on the editorial advisory board. And so, you know, the way that we get ruled is this control of perception program, and we will even change the meaning of words to scare people away from the thing that would actually free them, real freedom.
But how are you going to control them if you don't do that?
So that's it. So once you understand how the magician does the trick, then you don't get fooled by the trick. And so my book explains to people how the magician does the trick in a very, very powerful way that can, you know, like I said, take somebody from 0 to 60, which is why it's been the best-selling book at over a dozen, liberty and freedom conferences that I've been to in the past 2 years.
All right, here's an interesting thought. Take it for what it's worth. See where we go with this one really quick for Howard Lichtman. Are you a real voluntarist without even knowing it? That's the question you need to be asking everybody. Because I think everybody has at least a grain of this in their heart. You know, when I used to think of homeschooling, I thought you either homeschooled or you government schooled. Now I'm learning that, you know what, everybody homeschools unless you don't potty train your kids, right? So you look at it that way and you go kind of, you know, is everybody kind of a voluntarist to some degree and don't even realize it? It's really education that I'm getting at here. But everybody understands a lot of this in their heart, don't they?
Well, most people don't use violence and, you know, on other people. Most people don't steal from other people. And the issue is that the government has raised them up in these monopoly schools to think that voting for violence is legitimate. And so, you know, what I encourage people to do is think of it that way, because if you think of it as, you know, the Republicans are saying, hey, elect me, elect my guy, and he's going to rob all of these people, and he's put these, you know, ideas and policies into perspective, and the Democrats are going, no, wait, you know, vote for our guy, and he's going to rob all of these people, and he's going to put these
ideas.
Yeah,
vote for the best Robin Hood, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight, Howard Lichtman with me. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Transfer to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Worldwide, nations have been stripped of their rights and freedoms to make their own choices in life. Choices are made for them by their government. Insane, isn't it? Attend Red Pill Expo 2021, June 5th and 6th at the Monument Convention Center in Rapid City, South Dakota. Can't make it to Rapid City? The expo will be live streamed and archived should you miss any of it. Red Pill Expo is the major public event of Red Pill University. The mission of the expo and the university is to bring together world-class experts to set the record straight on fake narratives, fake history, and fake news. At each and every Red Pill Expo, truth seekers unite to get a better understanding of how the world really works, a world where collectivism reigns. It's time for individualism and an open mind. Mark your calendars and make your plans now to attend Red Pill Expo 2021. Get more details and register today at redpillexpo.org.
Howard Lichtman with me, ladies and gentlemen, live on your radio. He thinks I'm a voluntarist, and I pretty much am to some degree. I'm not all the way there, though. I'm still in the election cycles. I'm struggling with the libertarian part versus the anarchy part that it evolves to, ladies and gentlemen, to some degree. But really, it's a zero-aggression idea. In other words, it takes violence for government to have lords over us. Right, Howard?
Absolutely. If you're voting for government,
if you cave before if you accept the threat, then and you don't go to violence. They don't need to go to violence if you cave on the threat, right?
You got it. It's still extortion.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the bottom line. Your book really highlights this and kind of brings people from zero to 60. Are you a real voluntarist or voluntarist without even knowing it? Howard thinks I am. I still maintain that society is so corrupt, though, that there needs to be some kind of, what would you call it? Arbiter or some kind of organizational reality. A lot of people say it can be done through the private sector in every way. It's hard for me to cross that barrier because we don't have any examples in history, right?
Oh, we do. So the Irish had a period of almost no government. The Vikings had a period.
What do you mean almost no?
There's chiefs, but the chiefs didn't have the ability to say, hey, well, everybody's going to do this or we're going to hurt you. And so there's a difference between, I agree that we need governance, but governance can be, the difference between government and governance is the difference between your local government that can fine you and tax you and do things to you and the HOA where you're saying, hey, I'm going to join this voluntarily. I'm going to accept the rules.
Most HOAs that I know aren't voluntary, but I know what you're getting at.
Well, no. If you buy your house in a community that has an HOA, you're agreeing to governance. You're saying, hey, but you understand what you're getting into on the outset, and you may complain about it after they start bothering you about the trash cans. But for the most part, you understood what you were getting into versus, you know, being born in Compton or L.A. and being told you have to be a Crip or you have to be a Blood because of where you're born. I would argue that the United States and all these other countries, which are just tax farms using different versions of gubernamentae to tax farm their tax slaves, you know, they're saying, hey, because you're born here, you've got to be a Crip. I mean, an American or a Blood or whatever it is. And, the analogy works.
You know, I can debate my private property separate from an HOA just because I buy property and then I'm in an HOA. I should have the opportunity to leave. It's not like the Hotel of California, you know, but nevertheless, I understand your point of free association and your ability to join. For example, I'm very anti-union. Mm-hmm. And I'm not anti-union because I'm not saying people can't have the right to join together. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is unions are usually forced. You're forced to pay dues. You're forced to. So I reject unions on the same principle. But if you really had truly free association unions where you could come and leave, if they're serving my purposes, I join willingly. If they're not serving my purposes, I bail until they do. As a way to kind of control the servants of me, if you will, or the partners in this, then I'm all for it. So there's a big difference. And I think that's the fundamental education people need to understand. If we have self-governing people under God that are moral people, the less government we need. That's why I like the Ten Commandments. He doesn't force us. The Ten Commandments, though, not by non-force. Hey, that'll beat the gazillion commandments of forced government any day now.
I'm more worried about the karma of, like, of violating the commandments than I am being caught by a monopoly, you know, policeman. Because I understand the way that karma works in the universe, and that, you know, even if you do something, even if you steal or whatever, and you quote unquote get away with it, you don't really get away with it. You know, the karma will, you know, always working in full force in the universe. I'm more worried about being bitch slapped by karma than I am being caught by a monopoly policeman.
And you will be, by the way.
So oh, I know. Absolutely. So absolutely. Absolutely. Which is why you don't want to vote for violence. You don't want to advocate. You don't want to vote that your neighbors be robbed to put your favorite politician's schemes into practice. You want to go so you know not only is voluntarism logical, but it is the most moral alternative. It is the only alternative where you're not voting for violence, you're not advocating your neighbors be robbed, you're not, you know, saying, going along and saying it's legitimate that these people get to rob you and control you just because some people can be tricked into, you know, voting in a rigged election.
So let me ask you this: are you anti-government?
Well, I mean, in the sense that, yeah, it's incredibly harmful for society. We would all be crazy wealthier if we didn't have government. I mean, we'd be wealthier, we'd be healthier. It would, you know, it'd be so much better for all of society to be if we did not have this
whether
organized crime system.
Whether we ended up being taken over by a superior force of power or not is yet to be seen. But so let me ask you this: you say you got a fiance?
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Does that mean you're going to get married?
That means I'm getting married.
When are you getting married?
We haven't set a date yet.
Come on, you got to get on it now.
I know.
You libertarians, you folks just can't commit, can you? Come on now. Because I've been married for 29 years, man.
It's a great institution.
I have 8 kids from only one woman.
Wow. Congrats.
Really like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Congrats.
And let me ask you this. When you get married, are you going to get like a government, like, rubber stamp on that thing?
I don't see any need to involve organized crime.
So you don't need a
system.
Piece of paper from organized crime.
You don't need a piece of paper for organized crime.
So why aren't you already married then? I mean, if it's just common law, and then what's the marriage deal?
You know, it's a commitment. I look at marriage as a commitment ceremony between two people that are in love to be able to, you know, to bring their friends and family so they can share in the joy of the occasion.
And so are you going to get married in the United States?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Most likely.
So it's going to be a celebration. Are you going to put it in the Bible? Are you going to common law enter it in the Bible kind of thing?
I don't know.
They used to do it before the racist government got into marriage and manipulated it all. Oh. You know, they got into marriage for racist purposes in the first place, right?
I've never heard that. It doesn't surprise me.
True story. Dude. You can't be having black people marry white people, man. The government won't let that happen. That's how they can't be marrying your slaves now, there, Howard. Anyway, I'm not trying to go all racial, but I'm really highlighting something really vital to understand at the core of your whole point, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Many of the rules and laws are not what they were intended to be.
Or what we think they are. We think, oh, well, we just got to have a legitimacy so the government's aware of, and they can give us our special tax breaks and whatever. But no, it really started out, they just wanted to make sure you weren't going to be, you know, marrying people you shouldn't marry there, Howard, and stuff like that, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, I'll even take it back to the, you know, the Constitution. When they were debating the Constitution, the Anti-Federalists were saying, hey, this is a conspiracy. These are conspirators. This is going to steal our liberty. And everybody learns.
And for the most part, by the way, I agree with them.
Yeah, oh, no, the Anti-Federalists were right. They said that all power was going to centralize in the Capitol. Like, they were absolutely right. It was the Federalists that have been proven wrong, and the Anti-Federalists had it. But because history is written by the winners, everybody learns the Federalist Papers, and they don't read the Anti-Federalist Papers. But if you read the Anti-Federalist Papers, especially Sentinel...
Conquerors write the narrative. That's right.
The conquerors write the narrative, and if you read Sentinel, they were calling... They said this is organized, essentially organized crime. They were using the term conspirators and tyranny and things like that. But you know, they called it like a Babe Ruth homer. They said that all power was going to centralize in the Capitol, and that the government would actually be worse than a monarchy.
And
it would be
way
worse than a monarchy.
But I get your point, right?
Yeah.
That's so, the problem when you debate this with anarchists or voluntarists or whatever you want to say. The end game is, how do you argue they're wrong, right, folks?
not just that, but I mean, the Constitution didn't protect liberty. It can't even enforce the Bill of Rights. It didn't limit the government.
The Constitution as their guide. So pieces of paper or fundamental principles, if not obeyed, don't accomplish the goal. However, I'm convinced if the people were anxiously engaged in the proper role of constitutional limited government, replete with its checks and balances, and if they were to chain down bureaucrats and everything, we could make that difference. It's that the people are too apathetic and not involved is the problem. So I don't want to look at the constitutional framework failed us. I want to look more at the people aren't having fidelity to the constitutional framework, right?
I don't think the people have to have fidelity for anything. I don't think they can be bound by a social contract that they didn't sign. And again, it is impossible. I'm going to argue this one more time. It is impossible to have a legitimate government that is moral. You cannot have a moral government because you cannot delegate rights that you do not have yourself to a representative or to a government to represent you doing something that you don't have the ability to do yourself. So if the power for the government to do everything that it does did not come from we the people, because it's impossible for we the people to delegate rights that we do not have themselves, then what are I'm telling you, you just got a bunch of people that went into a room and wrote down on a piece of paper that they alone get to rule everybody and take the wealth of others, and then they had their newspapers of the time begin proclaiming that it was valid, and then they begin forcing people to go to mandatory government schools where they teach them that it's valid, and then they have their media system now where, and I covered in the book, you've got a monopolized media on the old media side, six companies running hundreds of subsidiaries to give everybody the illusion that there's all these different information sources out there. And then on the new media side, you got 2 to 3 dozen new media, internet search engines, video sharing sites, Wikipedia, Facebooks, Twitter, Discuss, that have been provided unlimited capital to consolidate their little portion of the internet food chain to where they can algorithmically censor you and control the information you receive algorithmically. And every single one of those companies that I just named has been caught censoring. And so this is what's going on. We've got an organized crime. Whether you believe that the Constitution is valid or not, it has devolved into an organized crime system that is looting the population for trillions of dollars, handing trillions of dollars to private banks, private companies through the bailouts and the stimulus. We are being robbed.
I will not argue with that reality check, ladies and gentlemen. Howard Lichtman with us. He's the author of Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed, ladies and gentlemen. And what I like about those who are, free-thinking voluntariats or whatever you want to call them, or anarchists or whatever word you want to use for them, they really don't believe in mayhem. What they believe in is that we the people have ultimate authority, ultimate liberty, and as a result of that, ultimate responsibility to maintain things on their own. And that society can run very well that way, via free associations, via private contracts, and via people living their lives in ways that understand their responsibility side of the equation. And it's really a unique viewpoint that I have a lot of admiration for. I'm not quite positive I go that far, but I get their points, and I think that these people are free thinkers. Every one of them that I've talked to that truly believe and understand this are good, honest, moral people. And man, I'll be applauding your wedding, sir.
Oh, thank you. The final thing I wanted, because I know we're close to the bottom of the hour,
sure,
is I wanted to address the thing on communism.
Sure.
And so,
and I'm not saying that it's communism. I'm saying that's what they've tied.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Dishonestly.
Absolutely dishonestly. And they associate anarchy, which is why we had to rebrand to voluntarism, because they've used their media control system to associate anarchy, no rulers, with everything from communism to violence, and it has absolutely nothing to do with that. And I look at communism as a different form of gubernare mente. And
sure,
so if you're familiar with Anthony Sutton's work, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, if you're familiar with the work of Major Racy Jordan's diaries, Wall Street created communism because that is a stricter form of control, of gubernare mente.
You have a website?
Government-scam.com.
Just want to make sure you get that out there. Say it again.
Government-scam.com.
Howard, my friend, we appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, Sam. Always a pleasure.
There are liberty-loving people out there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, they're everywhere. You got to find them, and you got to work with them, and you got to partner with them. And even if me and Howard don't agree perfectly on everything, let's get rid of 90% of the government, then we'll talk about the rest. How's that?
Deal. Absolutely.
All right, brother. Yeah, yeah, Godspeed. Yeah. Thank you so much. We are live from Red Pill Expo. That is a wrap I'll be recording a bunch of interviews that we'll play back Monday while I'm on the plane, live Tuesday. I am Sam Bushman, redpillexpo.org. God save the Republic.